One estimate says Michigan could be missing out on $2.5 billion in economic activity due to the lack of broadband in rural areas. Pam Metelsky directs the grant program. She says that also affects the quality of healthcare and education. She says it can be harder for kids in rural areas to do their homework.
This day and age, you know, you really are relying on having a high-speed internet connection.
Metelsky says there are about 368,000 households in rural Michigan that can't get affordable high-speed internet. She says the grants won't get service to every part of the state, but she says they might get more providers interested in trying. I'm Rick Pluta.